morning, everyone. This is Chip Littlejohn in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, with our product sizzle call for Happiness Brand and Amplify, which is an opportunity that goes along with that. We are people who are involved in marketing healthy products, and our particular part of the industry is network marketing. And certainly one of the most important skills about that is inviting people to join us. I always say about water skiing, it's no fun to water ski alone because you need a boat driver. And certainly it's even more true about networking. You know, it's no fun to network alone. And so thank you for being with us this morning and jumping in and, preparing yourselves to interact with other people. Our goal in getting together and talking like this and thinking like this is to, be effective when we reach out to folks with big ideas that are really, really important. I kind of love listening to our Friday call with Chris Bruce, where he gives you the nuts and bolts about how to do this, and on Monday, the grand overall thoughts about, how our minds work and what causes us to make a decision, and that's with Dave Johnson. One of the things he talked about recently was Mother Teresa, and she was the example of an expanding model, something really simple, really important. She could ask other people to help her. You could jump in and help her if you wanted. And then if you did that, you could ask others to help as well. And she certainly became an example of one of the most widely, accepted and successful expanding models in the world. I had a chance to spend a day with her in Calcutta once, and I listened very closely. I was a young man at the time. And I thought, okay, this is important. I probably don't have the background to understand what I'm seeing, but I'm going to remember. And pretty much everything she said was about love. That was her product. And she just stepped off and started caring for the first person in front of her and was an example, and that caused a lot of others to do the same thing. She became really, really attractive. And so I think that what we're doing here is very attractive, and we're going to find out that great people want to be with us, and we're going to also attract great technologies and great ideas. One of the other things, and I don't know why, but I kind of springboard off of what Dave says sometimes. And he talks about, having people be asked if they would like dessert after a dinner. You know, the server comes up and says, "Would you like dessert?" And she gets a lot of no's about that. But I want you guys to think about that just a little bit different way. His point is that it doesn't hurt to ask a question that the answer is no, thank you. But on that particular question, we're working with the gut health triad, gut health in general. And then we're just about to add a whole bunch of things at the beginning of this month because of products that all of us have known for a long time that are now coming to join together with this company, the Zeolite being one of them. So we're about to become extremely effective in the world of immunity again. So gut health and immunity are about to get married in this framework. But what I wanted to talk about with gut health and the dessert thing is, see if you like this answer. Would you like dessert? Well, yes, I would. Short term. Long term, no thank you. Because I know that sugar's hurting me. I know that it's messing with my gut health. And I know that humans live on about 25% of what we eat. On the other 75%, we become ill and our physicians become wealthy. So if we're going to consume less, what do we choose to consume? We've talked about the most important filter for our health is between our hand and our mouth. What gets to make that trip? Why do we choose the things we're representing here in this product line? And I have a couple of gigantic things about that. And I really want to kind of focus on, make you think a little bit about the importance of the microbiome, what's going on inside of our guts and what effects that can have on us. It's a lot more than you would think. A lot more than And I think it's probably smart to say that, you know, when you're talking about science and your product line and your compensation plan line, that maybe you should speak in a very simple form, you know, almost a third grade level. But my goodness, what third graders learned today. I was looking at something prepared for preschoolers. So this is going to be preschool level science today. And it was about roly-polies. Not just roly-polies, but what else are they called? Pill bugs. And so they're actually a mite. They're actually more like a shrimp than they are like a bug. And what I found fascinating was the things that are in their microflora that influence them in incredible ways. So this little roly-poly bug, you know, you don't see them, and then all of a sudden you do see them. What's going on with that? You know, why do you suddenly see them? And this is kind of the time of year when you see them out. Well, there's things going on in there, and there's a couple of bacteria that influence them. One of them happens to be able to make them actually have almost in all of their eggs become developed into females. That was called Volibachia. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. That's interesting. But then there's also a little worm that grows in them called Plagiorhynchus cylindraceus. So cylindraceus, you think about a roly-poly bug as a cylinder. What can that do working from their gut? Interestingly enough, that worm needs to get into a bird. Roly-poly bugs are often eaten by birds, especially the common starling. What does that little worm cause the roly-poly bug to do? It typically lives in the dark. It digs in the dirt. It hides in a crack. That worm influences the roly-poly bug to go out in the open and expose itself to being eaten by the bird. That then allows that worm to have it, the part of its life cycle that requires being in the bird to happen. So we're being hijacked, and you know, there's all kinds of things going on. We have our little ecosystems within us. They're really interesting, and I thought that was a fun get-you-thinking-about-it example. Let's just bring that together with what's happening here right now. We are just about to bring, you know, very close to bringing zeolite to Amplify. What's going to happen there? Well, I've been around that product for a long time, and this gut health triad in the form it's in is, you know, 2 months old to me, so I'm learning about that as we go. But the mixture of those two ideas together is going to be gigantic. I keep thinking about, you know, how much fun it's going to be for the people who are already in Amplify and have happiness products in their lives when they all of a sudden get zeolite brought to their life and that just blossoms. You know, in our cases, that's happening because most of us came here with the zeolite and now we're having the gut health things brought with us. So what is gigantic about that? And I suspect that I'm about to tell everybody something that you have no idea. And it's gigantically important, super fun to know about. And it has to do with our microbiome. And I think what we're already doing this because we're using a gut health triad. Interesting thing has happened over the years. You know, the mechanisms of supporting our immune system with zeolite could be called immunotherapy because we're being attacked. And what are our normal protections? Well, the array of immune cells and the tumor-suppressing genes inside of the nucleus. Both of those things are enhanced when you're doing the kinds of things that we're doing. But that has kind of been picked up and incorporated by the normal medical community, and they've come up with a deal called immunotherapy, where they take an affliction out of the body, and then they also take some of the immune systems out of the body. They introduce the two to each other and then put it back in, and then that war begins in that way. You could almost say that we're doing that in a much simpler fashion with the concepts that we're doing. But here's what's cool. There is a doctor by the name of Laurence Sitvogel in Paris, France. She is an immune was working with the medical side of immunotherapy. She began to wonder the difference between responders and not responders to the immunotherapy. And so she started looking at everything she could find about what might be different between those two groups, those that responded successfully and those that failed to respond. Guess what she found as the big difference? It was the microflora of the gut. And remember, AM is morning. That's going to be the initials of the word I'm about to say, so you can just remember, you know, AM gut bacteria, if you want to think of it that way. And I kind of get a kick out of learning some of the words along the way, and this one I think is worth knowing. So that AM bacteria is Acromantia mucinophila. Acromantia mucinophila. When that was present in the guts of the people, or in her case it was mice, also being treated with the immunotherapy drugs, they were successful. When it wasn't there, they were not successful. Well, think about what we're trying to do and what she was trying to do that are similar. We are asking our immune system to take a second look and make a better decision. So what happens if it makes a better decision, if it's taught by her or taught by us, and then now it knows what to do, but it's got no immune system to fight with? That's really where the AM Acromantia mucinophila comes in. I have a buddy right now, and of course, you know, a lot of us here are on the trip from 70 to 90 years old, and we've watched people do that ahead of us, and we want to do it more gracefully than they did. So I, you know, listen and watch you guys that are doing it well and want to learn from you and also want to contribute to the cause. This, I believe, is one of the gigantic things we can contribute. Some of my buddies are so god-awful sick right now, and it's essentially a parade back and forth to Denver or Fort Collins or, you know, Cheyenne or Rapid City to the big hospitals or down to Omaha, and it's just one doctor after another. And let's just say one of them gives you, you know, you got the sniffles and that's one of your problems, so he gives you a Z-pack of antibiotics. Well, he just killed your Acromantia mucinophila. Now the next guy comes along and he says, oh, you got a tumor growing, we need to hit it with immunotherapy. Well, he doesn't know why it didn't work. It's because the other guy treated you for the runny nose. And it takes a long time. This is also really interesting to me. That particular bacteria is not yet available in any supplement. Think about products you'd like to have here. You know, biotic-wise, we have prebiotics. That's our fiber product, right? That's what our happy ties are. We have postbiotics. That's the short-chain fatty acids that are in BioMyX. We got that. Antibiotics, it was the Z-Pak. We don't want that in this particular group. We want to keep our bacteria all healthy and running and have a good assortment of them. But I thought it was interesting that this particular product line doesn't have a probiotic yet. In other words, the live beneficial bacteria. And so I thought, okay, pretty good chance that might wind up here someday. If it does, what would make it worthwhile and unique and interesting and so important that it would be worth doing that, that put into our hands, we'd be even more effective at marketing people the opportunity to be healthier. And I think it might be the presence of that particular bacteria. Until then, isn't it interesting to know that even though it can be killed by an antibiotic, it does grow back. Unfortunately, it's one of the ones that grows back real slowly. And for her to get them, in order to treat the mice in her study, she was going to the people who did respond and extracting it from their feces and giving it to the rats so that they get healthy. Nobody so far, apparently, has gotten that into any of the probiotic supplements yet. You know, if you were daydreaming and hoping maybe someday we might get something, that would be worthwhile to me. But in the meantime, the bitter fibers help you to grow them. So the person who was speaking about it that I learned from was talking about the allergic tannins in pomegranate. Well, guess what? In our acai-based fiber product, the Happy Five, they're going to have that same sort of a thing. So we are doing the best we can at the stage of today's art of supporting our immune system and the AM gut bacteria, the Acromantia eosinophila. But easy way to remember that, or maybe to help you think about it, Acroman. So acrobatic man, that's they're able to, you know, avoid the problem. Acromantia, that's the first word. And the second one, think about the mucus in the gut, the really important part of the gut. So it's mucin. That's what that's named after. Where does it live? In the mucina. It's an Acromantia mucinophila, if you want to learn the word. And I probably will put speaker who I learned this from, fascinating guy named Dr. William Lee. He is an oncologist that especially studies the creation of blood vessels in people with cancer. You know, cancer has to establish a blood supply to be successful. Otherwise, it's limited to being extremely tiny. It's a little bit like a fertilized human egg in the uterus has to establish a blood supply to successfully turn into a baby. The cancer has to do that same thing. So it's a good and a bad side of the same essential process. And so there you go. That's called angiogenesis. And I do know that we're working on developing a product to come to this company that has an effect against angiogenesis or the ability to attach to a blood supply for those cells that have made a mistake. So we're working on some of these things. This is almost like a glimpse into the future sort of a call. I think I've used my 15 minutes, and so we know a little bit about dessert. We know a little bit about guts. We know a little bit about roly-poly bugs. And, my gosh, I think I have 10 pages of notes for today. But that was what I wanted you to get out of the call, and there it is. Anybody want to jump in and take us another direction, make a comment, do whatever you'd like with all *6, we'll get your voice opened up.
Hey, Chip, can I add on?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So the Acromantia mucinophila, the interesting thing about it is I was looking into the debilitating effects of antibiotics. And I think I've said it before on this phone call, but I think it bears weight of stating once again. The interesting thing about it is some antibiotics, some simple pharmaceutical medications, you know, Tylenol, Advil, you know, things like that, anyway, destroy that bacteria. And the effects sometimes can be seen up to 4 years after you've taken the drug. So it's very, very interesting that the fact that we don't even stop to think about it as a civilization, the ill effects of the postmath, or the aftermath, if you will, of those pharmaceutical drugs that we are taking because of those reasons. The other thing as well, it's quite interesting, but if you were to go online and just Google what are the ill effects of not having AM bacteria in your gut, hang on to your seat. There's a lot of things there. The more you know.
Cool. Now, have you already gone down that path, or have you been doing that while we're on the phone together?
I had already gone down that path, Chip. Again, coming from this book that I'm reading, all the way around, it did talk about that, the specific bacteria in which you're talking about. That's huge. It also talks about specific gut bacteria that we need that is neither destroyed, but we can alter its overall state. But it's been around since the beginning of the world. We're just one big, huge symbiotic environment. whether we realize it or not.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and once again, I'm grateful for, you know, everybody that's involved with us here, because we certainly learn from each other, and each call that we have, one of the goals that I have on a three-way call is to learn something from the brand new person. And one of the questions that I'll ask is, along the way in dealing with this problem, what's been the best thing you've found so far? And so it gets them in teaching mode right away, and really kind of what are we asking them ultimately to do? I realize a lot of times we're just trying to save someone's life, but ultimately we'd like them to become a teacher. And I think it's a healthy thing to ask them to teach us on the very first call. And certainly, I call it learning the dirty words. If you've got an illness or an affliction and you've been in trouble for a while, you know, you're going to learn something about it. And we can certainly learn a lot from the people that we're reaching out to help. And I think if we do that intentionally, it's a healthy thing.
Dane, the book you mentioned, was that the Fiber Fuel?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah. And I will probably post that YouTube from Dr. William Lee, the essentially the guy that is the oncologist focused on the circulatory system. He talks about there being 60,000 miles of blood vessels in that, enough to go around the world twice. In each one of us.
Wow.
And that sort of thing. So I think it's called adhesion when the fertilized egg attaches to the wall of the universe and establishes uterus and establishes a blood supply. And the same thing is what it is when a parent cell group gets a blood supply, called adhesion as well. And something that you're going to learn, I hope, in the future, I know we're working to bring it here, is that there is a short-chain polysaccharide in the agaricus blazei murrell mushroom that almost acts like Teflon, reducing the ability of a cancer cell to get a blood supply. I suspect that there's other things that we're already doing that are able to do that and help with that as well. So those are just some of the things that are coming our way. Actually, that was our call for this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and anybody else have something they want to jump in? Oh, All right. That was it. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. See you on Friday with Chris. He always has something useful. Very useful, nuts and bolts kind of guy.